very best podcast in the world. This is the Strength and Skills Podcast. And my name is Nick Tibuzek, and today I would like to talk about a little topic that pretty much comes very often to my mind during the past weeks. And I would love to just put in my philosophical thoughts about this big topic of why being vegan, being skinny is just not an option for a human being. And I think there are several reasons when it comes to training why we train, but I would like to point out a few points here. I have written quite a good list of that down here in my notes, and I would like to bring that on. And I think as a person who, I've been soldier in Germany, so for me, training was, when I started training, actually something that I did because I needed to be ready. So the training at that time was actually pretty much based on endurance stuff and the classic training what you do as a soldier, so loads of push-ups, pull-ups, running and stuff like that. So as we needed that for being ready for combat, and that's a whole different thing as most people probably have as a reason for training. But that was actually something why I actually started training. I knew when it comes down to the action, I need to be ready. My body needs to be ready. And the saying that we had in our unit was always, train hard, fight easy. As that was super important to us. There are of course some other reasons why people train, and I think another reason that is to me super important that is actually being ready to do some stuff. So being ready is the most important one in this first part of the whole episode, I think. But also being ready for doing something with your friends. So when last summer a friend of mine, he just had his wedding, and before that, of course, we went out with the boys, had a good day, and we also went jet skiing and all that stuff. So we had a lot of fun, and I saw that being actually some kind of an athletic guy, I was able to do all these things with much more ease than the rest of the guys who actually do not train that much. And that was definitely something. I could enjoy all these things so much more because my body could just adapt to this new thing. I was able to learn that stuff very, very easy. So the jet skiing thing was quite something where we had some fun on it, and we fell into the water very, very often. And my friend, he just broke his rib doing that. But that's another story. So one more thing why we should be ready is just another story that I just had yesterday with a client of mine. And he said, Nick, I'm probably have to finish in coaching in about a few months. And I said, okay, what's going on? And he said, because I want to go to Nepal. And I was like, what? And he was like, I want to go that trial there. I just want to climb some mountains there and want to do some stuff there. And I was like, well, then we have to bring your lower body definitely to the point that you can easily endure these things that you have to go through there, because that's a whole different thing than doing just heavy squats. And of course, you are prepared with that, but this is another thing of being ready for it. So you see, there should be something in your training that makes you ready for that what's coming up. So another thing that I think I made this one episode about the skiing thing, where I learned this skiing very, very fast. So that's just another reason for, okay, I was just ready for that. And being ready is one of the most important reasons why people should train. So in that, I have to say that that's my personal opinion. So another reason why you should be ready is another thing: being ready to play with your kids. You might not think about it when you're 20. You might not think about it when you're 25. But actually, I turned 30 last year, and the clock is ticking for me. I see that. So my mom is already asking, what's going on? When can I look for my grandchildren? And I was like, hell, I'm 30, mom. But actually, when the time comes on, so probably in about 10 years or something, I have to play with the kids. And I would definitely want to be the dad who's able to play with the kids and have some fun with them. What's going on? I personally want that. And this is another thing that leads to my other big topic thing that comes up with why being weak and skinny is just no option is the health reasons. And I think that's nothing new for most people. When it comes to health, I think everybody knows that, but most people are just not super aware of it. But actually, having a healthy body is something that definitely comes from movement. So movement is definitely medicine when it comes to that. And being able to move without any pain and doing stuff is something that is, in my opinion, super important to have a good life. So that's definitely one of the reasons why I train, because I want to be healthy. And in this thing that comes in something where people think of, yeah, but I can just go jogging and doing some yoga and I'm going to be healthy. And I have to say, it's not that, because it's not only that. Of course that helps. I think that helps a lot. That's one part of the picture. Of course, we know that, okay? It's important to do some cardiovascular stuff to make the heart running well and stuff like that. And it's super important to be a little bit of bendy, to just be able to move and stuff like that. So do some yoga, of course, if you like to do that. But I think one of the most important things is, as well, is hypertrophy. Hypertrophy and strength, that's super important. As one very, very sad story that I see, but the dad of my girlfriend is pretty sick, and he has been to the hospital quite a few times during the past few months, and he's not doing very well. And what I see is that when you're laying in bed all the time, you're losing muscle mass. Of course, that man is old. I mean, he has seen a lot of in his life. He had quite a very good life, but seeing him being super skinny and not being able to move very well now that he has to lay in bed so much and is losing muscle mass all the time, it reminds me of, man, you have to build as much muscle as possible to be able to move when you're old. I mean, it can always happen that something happens as you have to lay in bed for quite a time when you're old, you know. This can happen to us all, but how do we recover from that is very, very much depending on how much muscle mass we do have. So for me, the solution for that is definitely build up myself to the most muscular and strong person that I can actually be. So because I just have a better life when I'm old, and I think that's a very, very important one, and for me that's one of the most important ones. And the other things, of course, are like I will have a better immune system. This is nothing we need to talk about. Yeah, you get less sick because the body just can withstand all these things so much better when you're training. And I think everybody knows that. You definitely less likely to get sick when you train. That's definitely a thing, because you prepare your body for pretty much everything with that. And I think that's another very, very important one. On the other hand, yes, I would say you do also have much less pain when it comes to training. And a lot of people know that when you don't move, you get this back pain and all that stuff. And when you move for shit, and you have this all these pain things. I mean, when I was like, I think this must be around 3 or 4 years ago, we have been in the Alps in Switzerland for hiking and stuff like that with some friends, and we were there with a very good friend of mine and his girlfriend. She had big knee pain when she had to walk down the hill. Well, it was not an issue to walk up the hill, the mountain. It's mountains. It's definitely mountains. But she had big knee pain when she had to walk downwards, and it's hard to say that. But she's one of the persons who does not a lot of sport, and I don't want to be judgy at that point. But one of the things that would help with that is just actually train. Prepare your body for stuff like that, and then you have less pain. So that's one of the things that I always see when I'm with, like, we call it the civilians, because the civilians never train. But when I see the normal people who don't train, they always have some issues that I think of, like, you wouldn't have that if you would train. Your life would be so much easier and better if you just would invest the time. I mean, it's like, go for some sports, like 3 times a week for an hour. That's enough if you plan it well. I have lots of clients who just train 3 times a week of like 1.5 hours, and they're doing very well. But that's just another thing. I think another thing that comes in there is this whole thing of looking good, and I think that's nothing new for everyone. So at that point, I would say looking good is of course something everybody wants to, but why do we want to look good? This is another thing that comes in there. Actually, why do we want to look good? And I think one of the most important things that we never think of is actually the appearance that we make to other people. And this is not just, oh, it's for the girls. Yes, of course, it's extremely important to look good for your partner or your potential partner. Because of course, in the beginning, it's always like people are attracted to what they are attracted to. And usually people are attracted to people who just are in good shape. Of course, it's like that. But when we come to stuff like appearance, the one who comes into the room applying for a new job or something, who just looks better, is clearly bringing in the appearance of someone who is disciplined. And as someone who is hiring people, I would actually hire the person who is disciplined more easily than the one who is not. And that's something that comes with that. Now, of course, we have to say that looking good is something that is definitely status. This goes in one line with like a rollie or something like that. If you look good, you look good. And it's completely different to someone who doesn't, because you had the time to invest that into that. Yeah, so you that's something that's so such a big topic when it comes to looking good. It's for the appearance to others. It's for the appearance for your potential partner. It's, and of course, for the girls as well. If you're a girl and you want to look good, of course, males are much more attracted to a fit girl. It's classic. That's nothing new, I think. I'm sorry for just talking to guys now before, but this one is of course also for the females. And I think another thing that comes in with this is when you look into the mirror and you just feel good, then a lot of things in your life just change. And I think that's another extremely important reason to train, to actually think of this thing as something where you just do it that you feel good, so that you have the self-confidence, so that you come into the room, and not only because you look good, because you feel so good, people are turning heads. And that's something that's so important. And this whole thing of how do you feel with that leads us to the mental reasons why people do train. And I mentioned that in the beginning, I think, but I think everybody who trains for quite a while knows that training just makes you happy. And when you had a bad day and you go for a training session, you come out of that training session, you just feel so much better. And I think that's a super important thing, that you can just boost your mood with that. As I think most people just lack the movement part in their life, and this is why they are so moody all the time. And I think this would change a lot when people just train a little bit more, move a little bit more, just do stuff like that, and just a little more. So as I already mentioned, this confidence thing is something that's super important, but it's not only for the looks. This is also for the strength and skills part, as we are in the Strength and Skills podcast. But I think knowing that you're pretty strong, knowing that you have certain skills, whatever that is, this can also be, I have the fighting skills on something. I do have the strength to lift 300 kilos or to make a handstand push-up, but it could also be I do have the skills to be the best pitcher here, and maybe I'm just the best on shooting penalties and stuff like that. So I think everybody knows these things. When you're good at something, when you developed a skill in something, in somewhere, in some sport, you are definitely a little more confident in life, and that's a super important one. So it's not just this whole thing of looking good and stuff like that for the mental reasons, but it just makes you happy, you feel good, you get confident by also getting strong and developing a skill. And when you look into like maybe a strongman or something, this guy is just confident because he is so strong. He is so much stronger than the rest out there in the world, you know, and this guy is not looking super good. We have to commit that. So I think this is another very, very important part of it. And I would like to bring so many more things into this. But I think I already mentioned so many reasons for training. I think you may have some more of that, and I would love to hear more of the reasons. So if you could do me a favor and just, when you listen to this episode, repost it in your stories, and just tag the Strength and Skills podcast. That would be amazing. And maybe just bringing in your reason why you train and what is your main driver. Maybe you have not only one, but two, three, four, five. But I think it's super important to make people more aware of how important it is to train, and we need more people to actually train. And if we could do this all together, that would be such a good thing. And this podcast is so much about helping people just getting better at training. If you listen to all these episodes that we already brought up here, you know that. You know that. And if you could help us with this mission, I would be so happy about that. Thank you guys for all this love and help. And I wish you a great day doing your training, and have a good pump. Maybe doing some cardio, whatever you do, have some fun on it. And thank you for listening. Catch you in the next episode. Bye.